Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. This is my definition of real theater. A usual day in the life of an administrative director of a small, progressive, educational nonprofit. Everything from prepping events to unjamming the photocopier. I admit that I resented all the effort and easily descended into the sticky self-pity of, oh, poor Michael. I was walking to the subway stop when a little old African-American lady on a 10-speed drop-handle touring bike eased past me, her seat set so low that her knees churned high like the piston arms on a paddle wheeler. A cane dangled off the left handlebar. Her back was S'd by scoliosis and pitched forward by osteoporosis, and her thatch of white hair riffled in the breeze. I watched her with a mixture of compassion and astonishment, and my self-pity dissolved in an instant. I can only describe what happened as my heart cracking open, an immediate, right-between-the-eyes respect for how much energy this human being was expending in keeping her own heart intact as she made her inexorable way. Because living can produce so much dismay and be snuffed out in an instant, we often wear a thick hide of, oh, poor me, around our hearts for both medicine and barricade. But as the paraplegic cartoonist John Callahan once said, self-pity is like wetting your pants. At first it's comfortably warm, and then it turns very cold. The old lady on the 10-speed reminded me just how cold, and to make the struggle even if I didn't immediately understand why I should. But her image did not just say in Puritan tones to suffer adversity to improve the character. When my heart cracked at seeing her, I also smiled at the pure yes of her paddle-wheeling down the street. Against age and rusting knees, she steamed home. Certainly I, with mobile knees and half her age, could do the same. I sat in my rackety subway car, converted for the rest of the day into light and patience. This is my definition of real theater. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.